Hi everyone, welcome to our first episode of The First Spy Up. Today we start with a very interesting, or for some people it could be very critical, making the room really hot, which is the topic is, how does Scott see pop music in the world? Does he like it or not? My name is Ching, and I have my best friend Coben with me, and we are going to answer these questions for you. Hi Coben, how are you doing?
Hi Ching, I'm very good. Hello everyone, my name is Kobe. You can call me the Yankee boy.
Okay, Yankee boy. So actually, you are one of the most wise persons that I've never met in the world. That is why we start this podcast, to answer those kind of, you know, interesting questions. And so we start with these questions. How does God see pop music in the world? So first of all, if we have to define pop music, it means there are different genres of music. So we are going to talk about like how God see music. We are going to talk about his music first, which is gospel music. So what is the differences between gospel music and pop music? What do you say?
What is the difference between gospel music and pop music? Oh my God. So Ching, why do you choose to ask me this question this morning? But I'm here to answer these questions, you all. So gospel music literally refers to music that centers around God and the worship of and the worship of the Lord Jesus and the worship of God. And while secular music includes everything else, and literally, everything else that is not God. So that's to say, Cecil Williams is literally a gospel artist, and Beyonce is a secular artist. So yes.
Oh wow, you're gonna stir up a fight with many fans with those people in the world. All right, it's fine. Okay, so it means gospel music basically is for God, but pop music is for entertainment and people in the world. You can just say whatever you want to say. So if
Yes,
you
actually.
say like there are different kind of music, so my question is, does God like all type of music, including pop music?
I would say from my own point of view or from my own perspective, music originated from God, and then the first choir or the first chorister to be ever mentioned in the Bible was David, King David. So yes. And then for me, I think music is a thing of the spirit. Music is a thing of spirit, because through music you worship God. Yeah, music is another art of worship, is a form of praise to God. So if you check out the scriptures, if you check in the scriptures, you find out so many of them. In what's it called? In Psalm 95, verse 1-2, it said, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord." So you come to sing to the Lord. You come to sing to the Lord. In Psalm 150, it says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. Let everything that has breath praise God." And then you praise God by singing. You praise God by singing praise to Him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 23-25, it says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory amongst the nation, His marvelous deed among the people." So you find out that so many scriptures talk about you singing to God. So you're not meant to sing to someone else. So yeah, there's even this,
wow.
was it? Yes, actually, true. Because there's this secular musician or secular artist who said something way back, as at 1987. He said, "Music is a thing of the spirit. If you don't have the spirit, you can't play music."
Ooh.
That's what he said. And then he said something else. He said, "Music is a weapon." So imagine yourself in this situation where you don't know what music is. You just think music is combination of sounds and beats, and then it suits your tone, and then you're moving your body. No. Music is a thing of spirit. It's a thing of, and then this same secular artist said something. He said he is not a musician. He is a vessel for the spirit. So that's to say, he is just a vessel for the spirit of music. So whatever music he plays is what the spirit gives him to play. Yeah, he closed the remark or closed the quote saying the music comes from the gods.
Wow.
So after hearing this, after hearing the music comes from the god, what do you think? What do you think you're listening to? What do you think you're listening to? Because he's yeah.
So this is, I think this is the things that many people's they have questioned is, so if they are not singing song that
Yeah.
they used to worship God, which is like Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
It means that they're using the music to worshiping something else. Is that what you mean?
Well, I would say, okay, let me give you this scenario. There's one musician who is out there who said something in his concert. He said, "Upon listening to my song, you worship the devil. Just by listening to my song,
Oh,
you worship the
wow.
devil." That is what he said in his words. If you're listening to my song, you're worshiping the devil. So, what if you're not just listening to the song? What if you're singing it? What do you think you're doing? You
Oh,
sing,
wow.
that's to say you're singing praises to the devil. So yes, that's why it is said here, and I will say it again. Music is a thing of spirit. Music is a thing of the spirit.
Wow.
Yes.
So people's, what you mean is pop music is literally bad. It is your part. Is that true?
Okay. So I don't want to be too straightforward. I don't want to be too straightforward, but I'll say the truth. The truth is, if you're doing pop music, if you're listening to them, what is the content? What is it filling you with? When you sing it, how do you feel? Because music is something that makes you feel sad. Music is something that can make you feel happy. Music is something that can make you feel angry. So when you listen to this type of music or the secular songs, how do you feel? Yes, how do you feel? So if you feel a certain way, that's the spirit at work from the music that you're listening to. You find out
Wow.
that a certain type of people who, yes, you find out a certain type of people who listen to a certain type of song behave that certain way. If the song is very aggressive, they all just want to be aggressive. If the song is oh, what's it? It's just something that I can't
It
even explain. It's something I can't even explain. Yes, because it has to deal with your emotions. Music deals with your emotions. And where does your emotion come from? From your mind. Your mind is automatically your spirit. So
Wow.
yes.
So, but if some like certain type of music, like the music that make you happy and they don't have like a message or like content that mock God or offends God, do you think like God will accept that song, or like, you know what I mean? If that is not praising God, but the song is literally like making people happy or have like a positive message. What do you think?
Okay, so if it's all about the influence of the music. So imagine a song that is mocking God, and then you listen to the song. If you are a true believer of Christ, if you believe Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you get immediately irritated by that song. But if your life is in a certain way, if you're moving in a certain direction that feels like you don't need God. So yes, you will feel like, oh yes, this song is cool. Oh, this is what they said about God. And then you think God is like a human like you. That's what you think. You think God is a human like you, which he is not. Which he is not. So most times these songs, when they come out and then people sing them, it has repercussions, but we may not just know. You may not just see it yet. But as time goes on, you find out that the person falls under depression. The person falls under some kind of satanic attacks and all that because there's no God in the person's life. God is out of this person's picture. And the person
Okay.
has gone, yeah, the person has gone so deep in worshiping the devil, but not knowing that he's worshiping the devil through these songs.
Okay. So
Yeah.
what you mean is we need to be aware of what we are listening, and we have to protect our ears, because what we listen will literally affect our spirits and our soul, and is that what you mean?
Yes, because even the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if the abundance of the heart is showing or is saying worship to the devil, and then you are listening to those words that's coming out from someone else's mouth, which is using to worship the devil, if you're listening to it and you're taking it in and you're saying it together with the person, so you're doing the same thing, you're doing the exact same thing the person is doing. The person is worshiping the devil with his words, and you listening to it, and you're saying it too. You're worshiping the devil too. So that's it. So you have to listen to what you take in. You have to listen to what people sing in their songs. You have to listen to every beat, every single beat, every single message, every single content, because your life is at stake.
Oh, okay. So it means every song has their purpose. We have to understand the purpose behind the song and why the writer they tried to write that song.
Yes, you have to, because the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, he said something. He said music can be a form of worship, and it helps believers connect with God and express their faith. So for something that can help you connect with God while singing it, do you think in another way it won't help you connect to the devil if you sing it the negative way? It will.
Okay,
It
so
will,
what if,
it will.
yeah, what if people say are not Christian? Yeah,
Yeah,
and
if they say they are not Christians, it's even far worse because the devil already have them in his captive. The devil is already
okay.
holding them.
All right. So that is why like when people, if they're not Christians, they will need to associate, or they want to they need pop music to entertain them, because they're in a certain
Yeah, in a
what do you
certain
say?
emotional downfall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
most times when people feel down, when they feel sad, they feel like they have to listen to a certain kind of music so they'll feel happy. Yes, that's what I said before. I said music can actually change you. It can change your mood. It can make you angry. It can make you sad. That is how music works. It is a spirit. So if you feel down and you want to feel so happy, it's not like you're going to feel automatically happy. It's just for the moment. That music is just going to make you happy for a moment. But when you listen to a song that worships God, it exalts you. It edifies you. It bonds. It makes you shine more. It makes you brighter. So yes, that's why you need to listen to the Christian song. You need to listen to a worship song. You need to listen to a gospel song, so that as you're listening to it washes you away. It washes you clean from the unclean spirits. Because I said something. I said why David was playing the harp and singing to King Saul when King Saul was possessed by demons. He said as he was singing and playing the harp, the demons in King Saul's body checked out. So yes, if you can listen to the right songs, if you can listen to the songs that are meant to worship God, then yes, you'll be fine. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that wants to bring you down that you cannot use the worship song to like uplift yourself. There's nothing that wants to take you out of the presence of God that you cannot use the gospel song to bring yourself back in. So yes, the gospel songs will help you in every way. If you're feeling down, listen to the gospel songs.
Okay, so your advice to people's or Or like I think it's your teachings for peoples, for Christians or non-Christian, is we should focus on the message of the song. We know what the song
Yes.
talk about, and we know that if the song doesn't really point us back to God, it will point us to somewhere
To the
else,
devil.
to the
Yes.
devils. And we should
Yes.
be aware of what we put to our spirit, which is the music. So, and music is it shall create to worship God. And
Yes, it is.
it's not for a certain type of entertainment. And the most
No.
important part is we should, how we should do with music is we should always handle music in the way that we should use it for God, not for the world.
Yes, because
Right.
I think music is a very, very tender thing. It's a very, very soft thing, and is a tool. And because it's a tool, it can be used for anything. It can be used for anything. So it's like a double-edged sword. It can pierce through anything. So yes, music, if you use it the wrong way, it will hurt you. If you use it the right way, it will help you. That's just music. Music is spirit. Music is life. And that is why it has to be used to exalt God. It has to be used to extol God. It has to be used to worship God. It has to be used to praise God. And in doing these things, in praising God, you get yourself more edified. You get yourself more vibrant. You get yourself more. So yes,
All right, so that is
remember,
why.
music is a thing of the spirit.
Okay, music is the spirit. I think it's kind of like inspire peoples, or even more like some people they're kind of like shocked right now. Like, oh, music is spirit. So, I'm literally listening to a spirit. So, yes, I think it's very inspiring, and the reasons that I think you point out, like why God doesn't like pop music, is not only because the pop music, those songs, they don't really like point people to him, or but literally those music, they are pointing people to the devil, which is God loves us so much, and God doesn't want us to fall into sins, or associate with the devil, because he want us to have like a fruitful life, and he loves and he want us to be healthy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because I thought about something. Imagine the lyrics of this song. It says, "One name has all power," from the Loveworld singers. This song is so powerful because it shows the power of God. It shows the power in His name, one name with authority, the name Lord Jesus. So, imagine that type of a song, and then you sing it. It shows you reverence God. So yes. So and then this secular song, they may not literally say, "Oh, one name is the," or rather, they may not say the name, blah blah blah, is for the devil or so. But in another way, they may say it, and then you don't know that that's what they said, and then you keep on saying it too, not knowing that what you're saying is actually maybe you may not literally know that what you just said is, "Oh, the devil is great," or "the devil is something." It's just like that.
So people's literally a lot of people's they don't know they're worshiping the devil in
Yeah,
the world.
they most times they don't know, and then the devil doesn't care, because the fact that he sees that you're worshiping him, it takes note of it, and then he wants you to worship him more. So he's gonna cut out everything that's gonna make you not to worship him. He's gonna make sure you don't go near it. He's gonna make sure you don't see it. So while you're worshiping him unknowingly, he's liking it, because he feels like because the devil wants to be like God. The devil wants to be worshipped. He wants to have his own people. He wants to be worshipped. So while you're worshiping God, the devil is jealous and angry. So he's gonna make everything in his possible best to make you worship him. So he's gonna use the music, because music, a lot of people say music is entertainment. But far be it from entertainment, music is spirit. It has his own. It has something he's doing in you. It has something he's doing in your body. It has something he's doing. It's changing things. If you listen to a certain type of music for a long time, you find out you act like the way the music is. If your
Wow.
music is so harsh, you act harsh. If it's so calm and so so depressing, you act very depressed. You always feel depressed. So that's it.
Wow. It reminds me like a scripture. Life and death is really like about the words that you speak from your mouth.
Yeah. Life and death is in the power of your mouth.
Yes, like what kind of words that you speak is the directions that your life will go. Is that correct?
Yes, actually. That is how your life goes.
Wow. That is really powerful. I think like the way that God creates music, how God sees music and how music can literally can literally influence us and bring us to different directions. That makes music really powerful, and we shouldn't mess up with music, and we shouldn't literally, we shouldn't mess up with God. We should use music in a proper way, that we should use
Yeah.
music to worship God and be aware of what we are listening to. So I think this is one of the big things I'm taking away like right now in this podcast, in this episode. Do you have anything you want
All right.
to add?
Okay, yeah, I want to add this. I want to say, in literal terms, God doesn't see the pop music. So if you say, how does God see the pop music? He doesn't see it because to him it doesn't exist. So
Wow.
if you think you're singing pop music and then you say, oh, I dedicate this song to God, well, you cannot dedicate something that doesn't worship God to God. It won't take
Wow.
it. God doesn't
That's
see
good.
sin. He turns away from sin. So he cannot see pop music. It cannot come close to him. So it is not in his radar. God doesn't operate where sin is. So if the pop music is not, if the music rather is not a gospel music, is not a song to worship God, then the song or the music cannot get to God. That's it.
Wow, thank you. I told you are one of the wiser men that I've never met on earth, Colvin.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we're going to
Yes,
have our.
so.
Yes, what do you want to say?
Oh, I just want to say yes, so. Thank you all for listening.
All right, cool. So our next episode's gonna be released on next Friday, and again we are the first fight up, and we are so happy that you bury us, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you so much, my best friend.
Thank you, Ching. And remember to like, subscribe, share, comment, and reshare and repost the First Flight Up podcast. Your number one best audio and video podcast. Stay tuned for more.